Let's try this one more time. Eddie Greer here for another edition. Back again for another edition of the Pro Watcher Podcast. All things K-State Athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Coming to you from hot Kansas City here on this Wednesday almost evening. August 26, 2026. We're going to be saying that four more times here in 2026. If you ever someone listens to this podcast, again, thank you so much for tuning into the latest edition of this podcast. I'll get to me in a minute. But first off, we've been talking a whole bunch about track and field, and rightfully so. Hey, this is a podcast, all things Kansas State Athletics. Right? Okay. We got that established. All right. So again, from football, next weekend, to open up the Conklin era, volleyball starts Friday night, which I'm going to get to that. Well, to correspond with me, just a little bit. I'll get to that when I finish this big announcement from track and field. And then, of course, soccer, undefeated. They're going to be hosting Nebraska this weekend. Men's and women's basketball, the whole squad back together for the first time. Has been awesome. That has been awesome to watch. And so much more. Again, your very first time listening to this podcast, you might want to hop on. Go ahead, join us. Hop on board. Adventures are waiting, and they're going on right now to speak. So definitely you want to tap into the show. Make sure you subscribe. And again, I'm going to put this out on the, I'm going to start saying this every show. Please, again, I know we got listeners who listen to this podcast, especially K-State fans. Please feel free. It doesn't take you that long. It doesn't take you whole day. Please, 4 or 5 stars, rate us. It doesn't, we don't want to be famous, but we want all K-State fans to know about this podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast and rate us. I have not said that a lot in the past, but please do so. That'd be nice of you guys to do that. So there's that. We've been talking a lot about Travis Gopher on this podcast. Rightfully so. Well, track and field, I was going to say that, but that's perfect enough because this is about Travis Gopher, director / head coach for cross country track and field. And today, as of today, folks, extended huge. What do you say now, boys and girls? Extended all the way. He's going to be here for a while, folks. 2032. Wow. And rightfully so. Turn around this program now. Cross country, still needs a little work from where I come from the high. And this is wild. This is a long ass time ago. From when I went to a high school that was obviously known for its cross country, is still known for its cross country. But I think track and field has passed them. If I had a say in it. That's another discussion. But anyways, yes. Travis Gopher signed an extension to 2032. Damn. That's not even... Okay, so 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. That's nearly 8 more years. Yeah, he's going to be here for a long-ass time. Folks. And that's a good thing. Man. He's turned this thing around very quickly. After 1 year and... Again, we followed it throughout winter / spring. Three total of 3 national champions when it comes to indoor with the ladies, and then 2 more on the men's side when the outdoor season there as well. Gene Taylor, here in a press release saying, quote, Travis and his staff have elevated our track and field programs to a level of national international prominence. He's on here say, quote, K-State is a destination for the world's top track and field athletes, and we look to continue the momentum that our staff has generated for a very long time. Travis is an elite recruiter and coach, and more importantly, is a tremendous person who fits the culture that we have at Kansas State, end quote, there as well. Again, let's just reiterate. I know we're getting ready for football season, and rightfully so. We want our football team to be good this year, right? That's important, too, now. But again, let's revisit a little bit. Tasha Kumba, Silver Who, national champions. Tasha Kumba, hold up a second. Yeah. Yeah. Long jump. Now I'm getting, but either way, national champions, long jump, triple jump. respectively. And for the first time, K-State champions in those respective events. You got to go back to 1986. They're on that. And of course, you got to go back to the 8th place finish in the outdoor 1998. And of course, 5th place in the indoor as well. This past year as well. I did want to do, I wanted to also throw in to this mix Daniela Wampanoago, triple jump national champion indoor as well. We ain't forgot about you. We forgot about you as well. You're part of this piece too. The ladies as well as elevated their game. And sorry, Jerome Tang, we're going to steal your word and we're going to put it into the track and field, the Pro Watcher podcast, all things K-State Athletics. Eddie Greer, fresh and fired up for multiple reasons, but to fire it up, for one, and we'll just stick for the one for now, I'm going to get to myself in a minute. Travis Schofield, as of earlier today, signed a contract extension and deservedly so, all the way to 2032. Yeah, baby, we got him locked up. Yes, sir, for a long time, baby. That's what I'm talking about, so I'm excited about that. Of course, coming from track, first, I've been talking with a friend recently, about how all this running got started for me personally, and a friend on the KCRC, shout out, this momentum that I got going on, and then of course, looking forward to Friday night, which is a good transition. So I'm gonna cut it off a little bit. So I'm gonna see what. Hold up a minute. Let me look through this notes that I got here. And I also want to call a shout out here to Vanessa Merceta, who was huge. She was huge also in on the women's team this past year as well. Yeah, this has been even with Clifford Veto. Prior to Travis Schofield, who's been on, obviously, Arkansas, Oregon, who are nationally competitive, very elite collegiate teams. Clifford Veto had himself quite some teams now as well. But Travis Schofield has put this program to another level. And again, I know we're all kind of honed in on football right now, rightfully so. Some of y'all also looking at soccer, too. And then here in a minute, here in another less than 48 hours, or almost approaching 48 hours, from K-State volleyball taking the court for the first time officially. Games count starting Friday night against Texas A&M Corpus Christi there as well. So looking forward to that. Yeah, and for me, I'm going to be, and it's going to be on an EG3 pod. This thing's going down Friday night. So we're speaking of having fun, we're going to have. And I don't know, with training being spotty since throwing down that PR in the mind, there's gonna be people out there anyways to run down, hopefully. So the time's gonna take care of itself. But I'm looking forward to the spring, winter. Well, speaking of that, I'm looking forward to, after all this long distance stuff is done, I've already set the premises that there's gonna be no half marathon, no marathon in the spring of 2027, Lord willing, if we get there, right? Lord willing, right? So I'm gonna bring it to you guys now that I've said on the EG3 pod that yours truly will compete on Friday night. Thanks to 81. Hey, shout out 816. Know what time it is, baby? I ain't looked at comments yet, but I've been looking forward to this. Since over the weekend, since I finally signed up to do it. So I'm looking forward to having some fun out there, mixing it up with even some more faster guys than me. So that's good. That's good for me. So I'm interested to see. Looking at what I just saw before I hop on this podcast, looking at the folks that just signed up, prior to this podcast, I'm pretty sure a couple more will sign up here and there between now and Friday night down at West Bottoms. I know this has nothing to do with K-State, but it has something to do with your host of the show. There's been some speed in there. Not necessarily mile training in there, because I'm gonna try to get ready for a little bit long distance stuff like that. Maybe even hop into a series So we're playing this by ear. So I'm tired of doing the same damn thing, going to blocks and all that. We're just going, I'm in this mood now. I want to race, damn it. So it's going to start with a fun Friday night. I can't wait to kind of just put yourself out there. So I'm looking forward to that. There will be a postcast. Yes, sir. There will be a postcast on the EG3 feed. So anything I do from the rest of the year, race-wise, will be on the podcast. I might mention something here on the Pro Project Podcast, Track and Field, on the rise. If you've been following this podcast throughout the summer, really going back to when this resurgence began with Track and Field, Track and Field. We'll see what I'm interested to see what can cross country improve a little bit in 2026, even just a little bit, right? So it's kind of time for cross country to kind of I'm not necessarily saying, hey, let's win meets and all that, which we've won a couple meets in the past. We covered it. I'm not saying go balls out and all that other stuff. I'm just saying get up there and mix it up with the Oklahoma States, the world, and all that. Oklahoma State just come to my mind, right? So, yeah, man, I don't know. I'm just fighting for a lot of reasons, and not just my Friday in particular. There's a whole lot of stuff that I want to get off my chest, but some of that I got to hold in on that because I got to work on that off the podcast. But, yeah, huge news today. Breaking news, if you want to call it that way, Travis Schofield has been extended. Gene Taylor, the athletic director of K-State, extends Travis Schofield all the way through 2032. Holy smokes. So I'm excited for that. Congratulations to Travis Schofield there. And again, I know we're only a couple months away from winter and all that other stuff, but yeah, everybody's focusing on football. So but we wanted to take a time out because this is current right now. What's happening right now? What just happened? So we want to focus in on that. So Travis Schofield signed, extended there. I wanted to say something else. Oh yeah. Football. Yes. So we're almost done with the football, positional previews. Two more to go there. And those episodes are going to start coming out prior to the season opener next Saturday night. So Be if you're not subscribed, paying attention, first off, subscribe to this podcast again, and then second of all, catch up on the latest episodes of this podcast, and again, of course, be on the lookout for those episodes as we get you closer to kickoff at Bill Snyder Family Stadium next Saturday night. Yes, finally, we can say that. Instead of September 5th, it will be September 5th, but now we can say, hey, we got a game next Saturday night, and of course, we'll have all the reaction all season long on this podcast. Pro Project Podcast, all this case sports, you can get it where a podcast around Freedom Daily or Discord. Case content, you know what it is. I do Spotify, you know what it is. Pro Project Podcast, all this case sports. I am wound up. I need to look at the people again. I know it's gonna, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be a few more added onto that list, but cannot wait. Crash the party. A teammate of mine is going to be there. Obviously, he's ran with them a little bit. I'll talk about this. I'll save it for the other pod. But yeah, man, I'm excited to go out there and mess up a little bit. 816 and some of the rest of the cast out there as well. Relays. Track and field. Why I tell you, relays are my favorite event. Now, this is funny. I'll tell the story of the EG3 pod, but I just caught wind of it. I thought it was going to be 4x1. 4x1 meaning 4x100 meters. I missed the part that, either way, I was going to participate anyway. I was going to participate in this anyway, but I said, 4x1 mile relay. Damn, you missed the block on that. But hey, either way, I was going to jump in it anyway. So, we're just going to go out there and see. We have some fun. This is too dangerous. So, we're going to see what happens there. And Travis Schofield, I'm looking forward to what in store for the cross country and track and field programs indoor and outdoor season holds in store for this group in 2026, 2027 coming up. But congratulations getting that extended. Gene Taylor locking up Travis Gofford up for another 8 years all the way up to 2032. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC Mo. Appreciate y'all. K-State Nate. This has been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports with cats.